This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Well, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, fellow Bleacher Bums, and welcome to this week's edition of the Bleacher Bums podcast. I am one part of your team, Jimbo, here. Tony is on assignment. I like to say that. That makes me sound like we're really official around here. So he's actually been called away on other duties. So I went out and got myself a great replacement for him, went right in-house and got a guy that I love to sit around and talk baseball to around the office. Really feel like I'd be talking to any of you when I'm talking through this microphone. So let me welcome in my good friend and fellow podcast host for other multiple shows, Corey Smith. Corey, how are you?
Oh, doing well. Actually, ready for baseball to start.
Well, it's kind of started.
Yeah.
Do you not consider this started?
I consider it a preseason tournament.
So you're diving right into World Baseball Classic.
No, I mean, hey.
Or spring training. You go either way. It's kind of like...
A little bit of both. I mean, at least you get to see some guys that you know will be good in the future, but most of the guys that you get to see.
Before we get into what I really want to talk about this week, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do I put this? Have we taken spring training too seriously? Like, has it become that now? Like, there's more games on TV than there ever was. There's more local games. Like, I don't know about other markets, but I know in St. Louis, they're playing Cardinal games all the time on the radio and TV. Are we looking too much into it?
I don't think, it depends on who you are. Because you can either watch them just to be watching baseball because you love baseball, or you can take it way too seriously if a guy does well one day. It's like,
okay, so let me get, okay,
too
so
much.
Let me, on the Cardinal show that I do, we talked at length because it was worthy of topic how well some of the Cardinal youngsters are doing, that being Bader, Sierra, and Wisdom. I mean, their numbers are gaudy. I mean, it's been 21 at-bats. It's not like it's been 8 at-bats. It's 21 at-bats, and their numbers are gaudy. Is that worth looking into, or is that three guys that got hot? I look at that and say, these are young guys. Those are numbers you look at. I look at those. I look at guys coming off subpar seasons or guys with injuries. I don't look at the veterans because I think the veterans approach spring training differently. I don't know. Your thoughts?
I would look to see who they are getting these hits off of. Because it depends on what part of the game they are getting in. If they're starting and they're playing against starting pitching or worthwhile relievers, then it's something to be excited about, that they can hit major league pitching.
Well, that, and is it also how they go about it? You know, that we love that term, right? It sounds so official and it sounds so uppity, how they go about their business. I mean, that's
right.
Another good one. I love that as well, but... interesting. It just was an interesting topic, and you brought up already that it kind of felt like a tournament schedule. So I thought, well, that's an interesting way to look at it. So really don't want to talk much about spring training today. What I really want to get into is the World Baseball Classic. And before we do that, I want to make sure everybody gives us a look at BleacherBumsPodcast.com. That is our website that houses the podcast. If you're enjoying the show and you want to learn more about us and maybe catch some back episodes, we've had some great topics. We've had some great guys on. We've had some shows that were a little tough to find, you know, stuff to talk about, especially in the off season. Please check us out. BleacherBumsPodcast.com. I think you'll really enjoy the topics because we try to not talk about what everybody else is talking about. We try to dive in a little bit. So BleacherBumsPodcast.com is where you'll find us. You can also subscribe there. Very easy to do. @BumsPodcast is where you'll find us on Twitter. If you are a baseball fan, if anywhere, whether in your picture or your profile pic, in your description, you are a fan of any major league team or baseball in general, and you follow us, we're going to follow you back, I promise. We're always looking for you guys to engage with us and let us know what you want to talk about. Same way on Facebook, Bleacher Bums Podcast. You can catch us there as well. And thank you very much to lineupmedia.fm for allowing us to be part of such a great network. Radio's changing, my friends. You want to listen to what you want to listen to, when you want to listen to it, and how you want to listen to it. Check out lineupmedia.fm. If you're enjoying this show, there's tons of other sports shows, but there's also different types of shows that address lots of different things, whether it be entertainment, fun, serious stuff, health stuff, successful stuff. It's just a great opportunity for you to see if there's another opportunity at lineupmedia.fm that is worth your entertainment time. They know that your entertainment time is valuable. Check them out, lineupmedia.fm. Okay, let's dive right in. The World Baseball Classic has started. Some of you are aware, we're located in the St. Louis area. This show is really dedicated to Major League Baseball and a lot of the backstories, and then obviously we'll talk about some of the bigger stuff as well. I also, being a big Cardinal fan, I do a show called Two Birds on a Bat. You can check it out, twobirdsonabat.com. I'm very fortunate to have become good friends with Benji Molina, who a lot of you out there are familiar with the name. Not only, I mean, right now a lot of people say, well, that's Yadier Molina's brother. Well, there's Jose Molina, there's Yadier Molina, and there's Benji Molina. Three catchers all catching in the big leagues at the same time, which is an unbelievable thing. He wrote an unbelievable book called Molina, and it talks about how it happened, why it happened. It wasn't an accident. And he's just, if you follow him on Twitter, at Benji Molina, or you go to his Facebook page, Benji Molina, he's a great guy. He's an inspirational guy. He loves everybody. He's just a big kid. I enjoy having him on. We've had some interesting conversations lately on Two Birds on a Bat about different things, especially the World Baseball Classic. Obviously, Yadi plays for Puerto Rico. We talked a little bit on this show about the World Baseball Classic, the Latin American flavor. This gives them an opportunity to go have the fun they like to have. You can look at the Dominican Republic team, and you see the stuff they're doing. They're having a great time, which incidentally will be another show next week. But I'm going to let you know already that I think that's the answer to baseball's problem, not shortening the games. I think we need to make the game more fun. That's what I think. That's opinion. That's next week's show. You can look forward to that. But for the World Baseball Classic getting started, it just got me thinking as I look around, and obviously I was talking to Benji and Yadi about this, and the pride of playing for your country. It seems like a lot of the – now listen, let me start off by saying this. Don't just listen to this and think it's all one – like I think it's black and white. I know it's not black and white. But it seems to me that some of the Latin or some of the foreign country type players – this is like a really prideful thing for them. Like, they're going to play unless they absolutely cannot, if asked, to participate. And I'm not taking anything away, and you guys can probably see where I'm going, and you saw the picture on the show this week. I'm not taking anything away from the Americans. But when you look at the rosters and you see some of these great players from these countries playing for their teams, and you look at the American roster, you go, holy cow, that's a great roster. But to me, what's noticeable about it is the players that are missing. And again, it's always nice to be able to say, well, you don't have but I do have da-dump. But man, it's some of the players that are missing, and that's why I kind of went to Corey, because I know he and I have talked about this off air, and I just, you know, I want his topic to make sure I'm not crazy. So Corey, as I look at the Team USA roster, well, first off, let me get your thoughts in general about the World Baseball Classic. Do you like it? Do you not like it? What are your thoughts?
This has gone every year, correct?
Well, they just started it not too long ago. And
yeah, but
with Major League, here's the interesting thing: with Major League Baseball's not only blessing, their support, which tells me it is something they're doing to do what? Grow the game internationally, correct?
Pretty much. Okay, I would. It's fine as long as you don't lose players there are no injuries. I pay attention as much as probably the next baseball fan. So it's not, I mean, I'm not worried if the U.S. wins it or not. I won't feel like they've let the country down by any means. I mean, I look at hockey and I'm more excited by the Olympics than what was last year, the World Cup. So it's, I guess if you really love baseball,
kind of sounds like you're indifferent.
Tune in.
Kind of sounds like you're indifferent. Okay, so that's why I wanted you to be on it, because I knew you were going in, so it's kind of set that up. But the truth is this: here's how I feel about it from what like going down your path. The World Baseball Classic, yes, is being played at the same time that other guys are at spring training. So I don't have as much issue, and this sounds crazy. Obviously, if it happened to one of the Cardinals, I might for a moment feel differently. I don't have as much issue if a guy gets hurt. He could get hurt in a spring training game. That's not my issue. My issue is this, A. And I don't even have the – hang on, let me say this too. I don't even have the feeling of, well, but if he got hurt for his team, that makes it okay. At the end of the day, he's hurt. I don't really care how he gets hurt. He could – I mean, some of the crazy injuries are legendary, especially with the Cardinals organization, guys cutting their hands with a knife, getting run over by a tarp, jumping off a levee wall. Just silly stuff, right? Well, but if it happened playing for the Cardinals, I'd be okay with it. Look, I don't – they're hurt.
Yeah.
So they could get hurt. That's not it. As a guy that knows enough about baseball training to be dangerous, I say my concern is to be able to participate in this at this time, you had to ramp up your preparation a lot earlier than the guys that are not.
Very true.
Which then in turn leads to what I've always believed is the end-all problem. And really, what are we really talking about here? We're talking about arms.
Right.
Because, again, the players... I mean, if a guy broke his leg or his arm diving for a baseball, he could have done that in spring training. We're really talking about the arms. It's the pitchers, really. Silly accident could happen. Guy could hit in the face with a fastball. Guy could hit with a line drive, whatever. Those things, a lot of luck there. Not luck, whatever you want to call it. It's the arm. Okay? I'm a firm believer that part of the arm problem we're having is not enough rest to begin with. So these guys that go through these things, now they're ramping it up even more. Now, there may be some smart guy out there going, hey, Jim, you really don't know what you're talking about. The truth of the matter is these guys don't throw enough. Maybe they should throw more. What about these guys? They do da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm not – that's fine. That's a whole nother discussion. So, and again, mind you, I never said I was against it. That's what it would seem to me to be really the only problem with that. Not to mention spring training, we brought it up, is used typically to work on things. These guys aren't working on anything. They're trying to win baseball games. And again, those are all questions for them and how they go about their business. So let's get into it in general then. If we're doing it, and you know, it's like the Color of Money when he says, and if everybody's doing it, everybody's doing it. So we are playing. It is a real thing. Major League Baseball not only supports it, they back it, they encourage it, they promote it. Take a look at the rosters. Team USA. Great players on here, right? I mean, heck, if I could have a baseball team with these players, it'd be pretty darn good. My problem is, who's noticeably absent? It's a who's who of the best players in the world that were born in the United States of America that are not missing. And before we get into those names, your thoughts, Corey, on players in this instance. Now, mind you, I looked this up, everybody, and just so you know, I looked it up, went through these names. One of these names on here I scratched off because he was intending on playing but then had an issue with his finger. He's not playing. I get that. But for anybody not participating because they chose not to, for whatever reason, your thoughts, Corey?
My thoughts, you're going to name the first two or three guys, and it is the other issue I have with it. You're talking about guys that play in the postseason. This is lengthening their season. You're adding an extra month to your season.
Well, not two of them.
Well, more than two.
Well, okay, here, okay. So
postseason?
If you're going to say that, yes, for some of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, for some of them. Okay, so that's fine. Go ahead.
But that's my only other thing is that not only are you playing until the end of October, then you're back into competition, full-blown competition.
Okay.
In early March.
Okay, so then let's talk about one of the teams that was in it to the end, the Cubs. They obviously have, I mean, if you're looking at a Team USA baseball roster, the Cubs have players on that team that I would expect would play in that classic on Team USA. And they're very easy to identify. Chris Bryant, Rizzo, probably John Lester.
Yeah.
Maybe Jake Arrieta.
None of them, yeah.
Really, how do you go wrong with any of those guys, right? I mean, you really can't go wrong with who they actually do have. We're talking about veteran guys that have done it for a while now, and well, not Bryant, but I'm talking about the pitching. But Bryant and Rizzo are two of the best players on the planet, right, at their respective positions.
True.
Okay. So you're saying that, and I'm inclined to agree with you on this one, Because what typically now again let's be mindful of what their real occupation is, to play baseball for the Chicago Cubs. The Chicago Cubs are paying them a lot of money. They owe their livelihood to the Chicago Cubs. So I get that. And what typically happens after a World Series run? A lot of times the next year that team struggles a little bit because they had a longer season than most and they did not. So I'm inclined to be okay with that. Okay? I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me throw some names at you that did not play in the postseason last year. Okay? How about Mike Trout?
Yeah, he didn't. I can see him not wanting to play just because he doesn't want to play.
Well, okay, so there you go. I mean, there's a few of these that we could look at that way.
I mean, it's extra travel. This is kind of their easing back into the season. I mean, Mike Trout has nothing to prove.
Okay. Oh, okay. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
But what I can argue is, okay, and this is going to sound crazy because I'm going to zip on to another sport. And
mm-hmm.
In 1980, a bunch of college kids put on a jersey that said USA and went out and did something that to this day still is the greatest sporting event in history.
True.
Okay. And I get goosebumps right now talking about it because the legend is true, all done by Herb Brooks. All built on the premise of what? It's very legendary in the movies. It's talked about every time they bring it up. All based on the premise of what? Who do you play for? Remember the scene in the movies?
Right.
Boston University. Who do you play for? South Mankato State. Who do you play for? Who do you play for? Who do you play for? And then finally one day he says, who do you play for? And a guy goes, USA.
Mm-hmm.
I got chills right now. I don't know if you do. You may not be old enough to have them. Okay, but my point is, when somebody asks me, and they have on the Cardinal show, how do you feel about a Yadier Molina, who's a 30-something-year-old catcher, going to play for Puerto Rico, knowing, and this is the truth now, that if something was to happen to him, that would be a big blow to the St. Louis Cardinals. If Carlos Martinez goes to there and gets hurt, that is a huge blow to the St. Louis Cardinals. How do you feel about it? My feeling on it is this. I don't think you can in any way, shape, or form ever stop somebody for doing something that they absolutely want to do. And in this instance, the pride and the wanting to play for your country is something that, while some people may dismiss it, it's very real.
Yeah, this means a lot more outside of the United States than it does in the United States.
There, you asked the question. So now I come back to you with the only reply, why?
Because we just don't really have anything. I don't think we have anything to prove. People want to beat the United States more than the United States wants to beat everyone else.
Yeah, but golly, I mean,
what do they win for this? By the way,
who cares?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do they win anything?
Do you? I mean,
is there a trophy?
Let me ask you a question. When you did anything as a kid, or mm-hmm. even now, do you want a trophy?
As a kid, I did.
See, I wasn't built that way. I care less.
Oh well. I mean, I wanted to win the biggest trophy. I wanted to have bragging rights.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a trophy. I you know, my son really.
Yeah, well, when we were kids, not everybody got one either.
Well, I'll never forget. You can ask our buddy Reeves. He was behind us. We played in a 4-team hockey tournament when Logan was he was either 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
4-team hockey tournament. We lost all 3 games and got a trophy.
Ooh!
And as we're walking out of the building, Logan throws it in the trash can.
Well,
I didn't say a word to him. Just throws in trash. And I said, whoa, what are you doing? He says, 4th place. There were 4 teams.
That's true.
Who gets a trophy for losing 3 games?
Gough. I don't think there's enough. If baseball is trying to grow internationally, they're going to give more, I don't know, put more behind it in other countries and say, oh, look at this, you're competing with the best of Major League Baseball, which is made up of all of these countries.
Okay.
So, I mean, as far as America goes, do you think this is as important to this country as it is to other countries?
Yep. No, and that's what I'm saying, but why not?
Just because there's...
But nothing is.
Enough.
That's my point. Nothing is.
What stations are the games on? Are they on ESPN?
They've been on MLB Network lately. That's what I've been watching. But so again, I ask you, why not? It's not just this. Now the United States has gotten behind like the women's soccer team at times.
Right.
They've gotten behind even the men's soccer team. Is it because those have more of an international feel in baseball? We know that the best league in the world is in the United States, so it's like we're more concerned with competing here and our team, our local. Is that it?
Partially. Baseball already has its home in Major League Baseball. If they think they can make the Winter Classic. Slip of the tongue. If they think they can make the World Baseball Classic like that, I guarantee you every game would be on NBC, Fox. Those games would just be highlighted. Every time they touch the ground, they would cover every second of it. But they aren't getting those names. If they got those names, it would be somewhat of a different story.
Well, here's the thing that I love about baseball, though. I don't know that you can say it as much about hockey, soccer, the NBA, or basketball. I don't know that you can say it as much about those. The thing about baseball is this. Let me read this list first of the guys that are missing, noticeably absent. I didn't think about this. I think Corey brought up a great point. Some of the guys that are coming off postseason runs are already on that short offseason. I mentioned it. To play real meaningful baseball games in March, you had to start preparing earlier. Because let's face it, unless you're a young player trying to make a name for yourself, spring training for most guys is about working on stuff, right?
For the most part.
Okay. So let me say these names. Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Corey Seager, Chris Bryant, Clayton Kershaw, Mookie Betts, Josh Donaldson, Anthony Rizzo. I had Scherzer on here. Scherzer actually wanted to participate, but could not because of the finger issue.
Mm-hmm.
Bumgarner, Trey Turner, Justin Verlander, Ryan Braun. And here's the interesting thing. This is just to name a few. There are more. Now, look at Josh Donaldson. Now, he's dealing with an injury in camp, so he would be out anyway. But let's say he wasn't and he didn't want to play. Now, your fallback at third base is Nolan Arenado. Not bad, right? But Josh Donaldson is Josh Donaldson. Okay, you're going to have Brennan Crawford at short, good player. Would you rather have Corey Seager?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Goldschmidt's at first, good player. Anthony Rizzo's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I wanted to say Rizzo played for Italy back a few years ago, didn't he?
Is he a dual citizenship guy?
I think so.
Okay, because I did, you know, and that's fine. In either way, that's fine.
Right.
Okay. So you see where I went with this, okay? There's some really good players not playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's the pitching, obviously, because pitching is key always in anything you do, right?
Right.
So where I'm going with this is when you're missing, look at the notable guys I just mentioned not playing. Kershaw, Bumgarner, Justin Verlander. Three Cy Young guys that are not pitching, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, who do you have starting? It looks like Dan Duffy's there. Chris Archer's there. Sonny Gray's there, which that shocks me.
Ooh.
Coming off an injury-riddled season. Tanner Roark's there. Stroman's there. So, good, but not
great.
The names I just mentioned. So, here's the thing I find interesting about baseball, and this is where I was going with this. You could take out the guys I mentioned, add in the guys I mentioned that aren't going, and you could go play any team and lose.
That's true.
Because that's what the thing is about baseball, right? I mean, when the Cubs go play the Cincinnati Reds, the Cubs don't go 16-0 usually against the Cincinnati Reds the last year, did they?
No. No, they probably go about 14-2 at this point.
Well, but my point is that, you know, baseball is an interesting game because pitching is crazy. Hockey to some degree because goaltending can get hot and steal you games, but typically they play the 7-game series all in an effort to ensure that unless something happens for a long stretch, and we've seen it in hockey with a goalie getting
hot, absolutely,
and carrying a team.
Absolutely.
But on the whole, typically, you know, so again, where I'm at with this is, does it matter? I'm really asking the question more of why why the sense of pride to play for the USA doesn't seem to be there. Now, that could sound like I'm calling these guys out. You know, and again, I'd welcome it if Mike Trout called me tomorrow and say, are you saying that I'm not proud to be an American? I'd love it if he'd call in. And I would say, well, I'm not saying you're not proud to be an American. I am saying that I'm surprised you wouldn't want to play for your country doing what you do so well to give them an opportunity to win and also feel the sense of pride of wearing a jersey with Team USA on the front. And you know what? My guess is at some juncture in his life, he may have wore a jersey with USA on the front. I don't know the answer to that question. But it's a little bit different.
I bet he has.
It's a little bit different, in my opinion. I don't know. I can't get away from that of thinking. Now, again, we are just regular, every average day guys, right? So
correct.
For us to think about being able to represent your country, like, you know, we play a game here at the office called Backroom Ball, and it's a really fun game. We made this area where there's points, and you bounce these balls, and you try to get them to land in there, and it's really hard to do. And I would say I'm the number one player, wouldn't you think, Corey?
Yeah, I might as well give
okay.
you that.
Okay, I mean, I won the tournament, and my record, I think I've only lost twice in all the time we've ever played.
Right.
So I'm going to consider myself the number one. To my knowledge, I'm the number one backroom ball player in the United States of America. If the United States came to me and said, Jim, they're going to have a World Backroom Ball Classic. You get to wear a Team USA World Backroom Ball jersey. I'm going.
Right.
I'm certainly not going to sit it out because I, you know, the rolling of the ball, I need to rest my arm so that I can maintain my status in the office as the best backroom ball player. I want to wear
that jersey.
So you don't get
paid for it?
As far as you know.
Yeah. See, there are ways around it. I mean, you can't just... I don't fault these guys for not wanting to go play
really?
An extra 15 games, whatever, before the season
okay.
even starts.
All right, so really, this is a great... Because really, you are helping me with my discussion. I'm asking why.
Oh, because what for? I don't think there's as
play
much
for your
prestige.
To play for your country. To wear your jersey on a large setting that says Team USA on the front.
Just so you know, pride in the country is not what it used to be for many reasons.
Okay.
Undetermined. We're not talking politics around here. Damn it.
I don't allow it.
We're sticking to... That whole pride thing is not the same.
Okay, so I asked Benji this. Okay, so... I think it was without saying that Yadier Molina is the best Puerto Rican catcher. We can agree?
Correct.
Okay. The sense of pride to be asked to play for Team Puerto Rico would bring Yadier Molina to tears.
Right?
Now we're back to why the difference.
Oh, because basically as United States of America, Americans look down upon other countries. And they see us as a target for somebody to beat. It's what we said earlier. Everybody wants to beat America.
So don't play.
Oh, we don't see it that way. Not everybody sits and thinks, oh, they asked me to play. You know what? We do have a real big target on our head to play. There would have to be some international incident for more Americans to have some pride and want to do this type of thing again.
Well, let's do this. I thought this was interesting. When we started looking at the players to see who some of the top USA players were, basically probably viewed, and this is weird, we used a list from fantasy baseball because what's fantasy baseball about, right? It's about numbers,
yep.
right? So we looked at it. You know what? This is an interesting one here. I didn't even run this guy's name. I got to do this very quickly. Because this one is really interesting to me. Jose Altuve's playing for Venezuela, isn't he?
I believe he is.
Okay, so interestingly enough, when you look at the top four players, according to CBS Fantasy Baseball, of the top four players, two of them are playing and two are not. And the two that are not playing are United States guys. One is a United States guy and the other one's a Venezuelan guy.
So you want to go play in a tournament that to you essentially means nothing.
It does mean something to me. It's pride.
Season.
It's
To us, it means something, or to you, it means something. But to them, they've got professional lives. Chris Bryant just signed his contract, what, yesterday, for $1 million. He's going to make $1 million. That guy should be making $25 million, $30 million. He's got long way to go.
And he will.
Yes, he will. He does not. I think baseball is just very different than other sports, in my eyes.
And again, the question is why? It's not about the. It's about playing for your country.
Mm. Yeah, those guys don't take as much pride. I can guarantee that.
We had baseball players leave and go fight for our country and miss three or four of the best years of their lives. One of the best players ever missed, Ted Williams.
Mm-hmm. 70 years ago.
Okay. This is an opportunity to just play baseball for your country. So let me ask you this question. Okay, back then, if they would have done this, would Ted Williams have said, no, I'm not playing?
No, he would have played.
Would Babe Ruth have said, no, I'm not playing?
He would have played.
Mickey Mantle.
Would have played.
Joe DiMaggio.
Those guys would have played. Not as much money involved. Not as much. It's just very different. It's a business.
But these guys have more money and they know what to do with. I'm not talking about a guy. Listen, if you wanted to tell me, seriously, as I look at this list, the names I wrote on here and the names I read off.
Those guys also played through injuries.
Hang on a second. If you wanted to tell me, based on the list I gave you, that Chris Bryant and Trey Turner decided that, you know what, I'm sorry, I do not want to take the chance of going over there and doing something, which, again, I think I've already stated, they're both position players.
Right.
Something that would happen to them in a baseball game could happen right here tomorrow, kind of like you get in a car wreck. You just get in your car.
Right.
Okay, I'm not talking about the arm thing, because let's face it, if you're a young pitcher and you go to the World Baseball Classic and you wind up, and again, it could have happened in spring training, but that's the thing. If you tear something or do something, that's greatly going to impact you, especially if you're a young player. So I get that. So if you want to take out Chris Bryant and Trey Turner, I'm good. Mike Trout has, I can't even imagine the amount of money Mike Trout has, Bryce Harper. I'll give you Corey Seager.
Right.
Okay, I'll give you Corey Seager. Clayton Kershaw has more money than he'll ever be able to spend in his life.
Mm.
I'll give you Mookie Betts, I guess.
They're getting pretty good at spending it.
Yeah, I know. But I'll give you Mookie Betts. I don't know. I'm looking at these guys, and anytime I see somebody that has $100 million, I have a hard time believing that they don't want to go play because they don't want to do something to their future earnings.
I also like to think some of those guys would like to buy their time hanging out in Florida or Arizona, you know, relax for a little bit.
Again, versus representing your country.
Yes. Priorities have changed in this country, in case you don't know, in case our listeners don't know.
Well, hang on, because let's combat the money thing. There's a lot of guys playing for the Latin teams that have made a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not all this money.
Well, maybe it's baseball, because I see United States hockey players going and immediately jumping on board, hoping they get picked to play in the World
and
Cup,
upset,
hoping they get
and
played
upset
for the
when they don't.
Absolutely. So maybe it's baseball players
upset when they are not asked.
I'm telling you, there's a difference in people.
Who's the guy that got left off last year and was tweeting during the games and they couldn't score? Was it Phil Kessel? Was it or Ryan Kesler? It was one of those two.
I want to say it was Bobby Ryan.
Could be. You might be right there, but. Yeah, looks like they're having trouble scoring. Last time I checked, I was a goal scorer.
Hey.
You know, one of those type of things. I don't know. I just, I love it. I love it. See, that's what I mean. I love it.
I know.
I want to be there.
It's two very different cultures.
I want to be there.
Is it not?
Okay.
And look at how much less money they make in hockey.
Okay. Again, it can't just be that. It can't just be hockey versus baseball, because again, I'm back to A, and here's my thing, and I'm gonna two-part this. A, it's not just baseball, because the Latin American guys are more than happy to go, so it's not just baseball.
Right.
They play baseball, so it's not baseball. And number two, I assure you, if I was to have the opportunity, again, if you're on the American World Baseball Classic and you'd love to talk to us about this, just contact us. We'd love to hear from you. info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. I would My guess would be is if I got a hold of Nolan Arenado, Alec Bergman, Brandon Crawford, Ellis, Goldschmidt, Hosmer, Andrew Jones, Ian Kinsler, Jonathan LaCroix, McCutcheon, Murphy, Posey, Stanton, Yelich. If I went to every one of those guys and all these pitchers and said,
"Pretty good lineup."
That's right. If I went to them and said, "How excited are you about wearing a team issue?" They would be very excited. So I'm not taking anything away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking why some of the best players are not interested.
I think it's a cultural. It's that sport in this country. Personally, I think hockey players have pride like you wouldn't believe. They don't make the money that baseball players make. They don't see the potential loss of earnings as much as baseball players see. And agents, you know, I bet you there are some agents who contact these guys and say, "Don't go. It's not worth it."
I would love to know if any of these guys play or agent or their agent Scott Boras.
So would I. I guess we'll have to check that out.
That is
good question. That's actually a really good question.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to research this and bring it up on the next show.
I would.
Because here's the deal. Knowing what we know, would we have to believe that Scott Boras would recommend they not play?
Just food for thought.
Would Scott Boras look at somebody and say, "Are they going to pay you to play?"
Yeah.
And if they are,
isn't
how much? And
truth.
Let me call him and say, "Look, if you want him, I mean."
You know, Nike called and they said, "Yeah, you don't need to." Hey. It wouldn't shock me. Those guys are money hungry.
Here's a good one. What if Scott Boras tells his American client, "I advise you not to play," and the American guy goes, "Yeah, you know, it makes sense." And he tells the Latin guy, and the Latin guy says, "You work for me, I'm going to play." That's...
I can see it.
Man, this is going to take a little bit of work, but I want to know. I do, I want to know.
You got Seager, Bryant. Who are your other guys?
Scott, Boras,
client list. It's just going to be a bunch of millionaires.
A bunch.
Multi-gazillion billionaires with nice endorsement deals. I can't blame them for making money. I mean, hell, the window is one size.
Nolan Arenado used to be. He's not any longer.
No.
Chris Bryant is.
Hmm.
I'm looking for the first player I see on here that I know is playing in this thing.
Have you seen one?
How old is this? No, not one. Scherzer.
Doesn't shock me.
But you know what? Adrian Beltre is. And he's played. I know he's played, hasn't he?
Who's he play for?
Is he a... Let's see.
I almost want to say he was... Yeah, he's not Dominican.
Adrian Beltre World Baseball Classic.
He is... Yeah, he is Dominican.
Dominican, yeah.
Hey, I got one.
Interesting. I'll do a little more research on that.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Only because I wonder how much that plays into it. And again, wouldn't it be interesting if there were no Scott Boras American clients on the roster and there was a bunch of Latin American Scott Boras clients that did play? I don't know. Listen, I don't have I will tell you now that would be more telling to me, because the bottom line is the Latin players have no problem when Scott Boras says you hold out for every dime, because then it is about money versus earning. But then it's like, I listen to my agent, but I guarantee you, I'm sorry, if no American guys are represented by Boras and the good American players are not playing, I guarantee it has something to do with it. It would tell me that the Latin guys had to stand up to him and say, I'm playing. This means something to me. So I don't know. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Interesting topic. And again, I don't know. I don't know that we solved anything here today.
No, we didn't.
We didn't. But I'd be curious to know your thoughts out there. And, of course, the best way to do so is at Bums Podcast on Twitter. Send it back to us. I'd love to know your thoughts. BleacherBumsPodcast.com is our website. You can contact us through there. You can message us through there as well. Would love your thoughts on it. Facebook, Bleacher Bums Podcast is where you'll find us there. We'll be sending the show out through there. We'd love and encourage you to follow us on all and share the show with all your friends. And, again, if you're a baseball fan, we're going to follow you back, and we'd love to talk to you sometime. You could be on the show. You could call in, talk some baseball. I'd love to. I mean, like I said, I just have a problem with it. I'm sorry, I do. I have a problem with it. And again, well, hey, dipshit, besides being the best backroom ball player in the world, you don't have this issue to think about like everybody else. And I get that. So I understand. But, you know, whatever. I'm good with it. Corey, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, had a blast. I'm glad we got to talk some baseball. I'm ready.
And you're doing a really cool show that you're enjoying doing. It's something that you've always enjoyed, and the show's doing very well. You guys do a great job. What is it?
Yeah, we've gone niche. We are doing the Three Horsemen podcast. It's obviously a play on words, but we do pro wrestling, just reviews. But we go back old school because we're real old school fans. We keep up with the product a little bit now, and we talk about it, but it's more... the things that people my age, your age, anybody that wasn't
born. The Hulkster,
born,
yeah. Rowdy Piper, yeah. We got some Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. We got a lot of that going on.
And it's fun. It's just a fun trip down memory lane.
Can I hear about Stone Cold and The Rock, though?
Absolutely.
I love it.
We hang in the 90s.
Because it's the millions and the millions,
millions
and the millions.
Of the Rock's fans, man.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
It's a great show, and it's very entertaining. How can people find it?
Oh, go to numeral3horsemanshow.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Also, same thing, numeral3horsemanshow. And that's how you find us on Twitter and 3horsemanshow.com on Facebook. Find us, follow us, listen along. It's a fun show.
It is fun. Now, again, just another example of some of the niche-y or the genre-type stuff that they have available at lineupmedia.fm, who's so good to us. We thank you guys for joining us. My co-host, Tony Hubert, should be back next week. Be real nice once Fish gets his new work schedule ironed out so that he can get back. Love his takes as well.
Ah, the Fish.
The Fish, man. He is good stuff. So, again, for Jim Cromer, and again, thank you to Corey Smith for coming in. We are the Bleacher Bums. See you at the park.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.